Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
Brought to you by the Gab Radio Network. And now, David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Recently, I was honored to be a guest on a show called Challenge Assumptions, and I got to admit, I had an absolute blast. It's a great show for entrepreneurs, so if you haven't tuned in yet, you definitely want to. But I got to tell you, I felt like I was hanging more with a group of friends on the morning show, so I was all excited and honored to be able to have our guest on today, Greg Davis, and he's best known for revolutionizing the construction industry with software that automated the manufacturing processes, growing sales, and well, he's helped grow sales teams over the years, and he also has a five-time Inc. 5000 award winner that I could go on and on because he's doing this podcast. He's just an expert on marketing and helping build businesses. And so, Greg, welcome to today.
Welcome. And maybe I should say konnichiwa for those that are listening at any time of the day, which is what we say on our show.
and a certificate, right?
a certificate and, well, hopefully an award. I don't know if you saw the Oscars, but I hope I'm the right guest. I'm actually on here as opposed to the wrong guest, and the wrong envelope's been pulled. So I'm really excited to be on the 10-Minute Marketer. Hopefully this is not a joke or I'm not the wrong one.
Yeah, we opened the wrong envelope and answered the wrong line. No, we had a lot of fun on your show, so I'm excited you're here. So tell us a little bit more in general about what you do and about your show.
Well, our business, Dolphin Consulting, we help companies grow their sales and grow their value. And the premise of the show, like I guess if you look at our goal in the show as a company and as for me as a person, is to grow and scale my business. I make no bones about that. But the number one goal of the show is to entertain. I know that to grow an audience, you've got to be entertaining. And I certainly love podcasts. And I think I'm funny. I don't know, sometimes not. But we like to have a lot of fun with guests and make business as fun and entertaining and interesting as possible. And the idea behind Challenge Assumptions in this very confusing world that we're in today, where there's so many different options for marketing, is to find the things that really are working that do challenge assumptions. And one of the things that I think you find in talking to the entrepreneurs that we talk to anyway, and working with some of the companies that I work with, is that there really is no one-size-fits-all answer. The different technologies and forms of marketing can't work, whether that's cold calling or email marketing, which are kind of older, or social media marketing, or even traditional things like radio ads and mailers. They all have a place. And you've got to look at a lot of times being where everyone else isn't. Sometimes things that became very crowded, when they become very crowded now, you might want to look at going in a different direction and changing your model.
Well, I will say your show is just a lot of fun, and I enjoy speaking with you. So I definitely invite everybody to tune in. But I want to back up. What got you into this? What was your aha moment that got you doing what you do?
Well, for me, when I started my business in the construction industry, we were very successful in taking over the sales and marketing for a company out of the UK. And these guys were great software engineers and had a better product. And there are many stories of products that are excellent but don't get off the ground because of the sales and marketing side of things. And so we were able to really capture a lot of the value in dollars for ourselves as their sole distributor in the U.S. and eventually in Australia, then Asia, and even parts of Europe, even though they were UK-based. Dubai, we were on six continents at one point. But as we scaled our company, we were doing things that I felt like, you know, in the end, they could have done themselves. And so what we did as a company, taking over sales and marketing for a very successful company, I wanted to scale that to a lot of companies in a sort of shorter, more clean fashion and help other entrepreneurs capture that value for themselves. And so that brought me into working with companies to grow their sales and their companies overall. And as far as the podcast, I always had the idea of being in radio, but I worked with a client called Instant Customer, and Mike Koenigs, who has a huge following in the marketing world anyway, and has worked with guys like Tony Robbins and Richard Dreyfuss and that sort of thing. But he had developed and scaled his knowledge into a product. And although my focus is a little bit more B2B and sales and some marketing vision there, you know, the techniques that he uses on a one-to-one basis for his clients for coaching, I wanted to apply to a bigger world that I felt I was in. So the idea of being able to look at new ways in media to get your name out there came from some of the work with them as a client, serving them as their sales de facto sales manager.
Okay, so you know sales, you know marketing, you've helped build huge organizations and done success. So when setting out to do this on your own, did you have any challenges or obstacles, or was it just smooth sailing?
Absolutely, absolutely, and still do, quite frankly. You know, this is an experiment. What I like about working with companies one-on-one is now that I take a little bit of a step back from being involved in the day-to-day long-term in one company, it's almost like a laboratory for me to test my own theories and what works and what doesn't work. But the biggest obstacle for my greater vision for what I do is I'm still at the stage of trading my time for dollars as a consultant. And what I've developed in terms of productizing what I do and what I'm slowly working towards, and I say slowly, really, I think that's fair and accurate, is developing out, for now, workshops, which we've developed. One's called Belief Over to What We Do, but a number of workshops that are part of the Sales Builder System, and we also work with a system called the Value Builder System. So we help companies in different workshop segments to learn something new, to get training, to get better at something, to improve their marketing, and improve their messaging overall. The long-term obstacle to where I want to be is to have such a large following, and part of this came out of also writing a book and talking to publishers, and I have a best-selling book on Amazon, but to be a massive national best-selling book writer on in the New York Times, you know, I want to have a following of 20 or 50,000 engaged followers and companies myself, and I'm at 4 to 5,000. So right now, we're making the transition from offering one-on-one services to workshops that are consistent and can be scaled and provide a lot of value to eventually productizing or developing an information product and a series of either could be franchises or a series of workshops that scale to a very, very large level based on you know the latest information and the things that we're finding and work with a whole host of entrepreneurs.
And that's what we talk about, is different ways to build yourself as the go-to guru, if you will. I'm developing a webinar series on that and how to build your audience and become the authority in your field. And you've done it through success, but getting out there and finding a way to monetize that through different seminars, webinars, and sharing your knowledge is definitely a phenomenal path, Let me ask you, what great tip, because we're going to run out of time here in about a minute and a half, what tip could you give our listeners to learn from all your knowledge and experience and everybody you've interviewed?
Well, I think that having a very strong belief system that drives a vision and having that aligned with your goals and the direction of your company are important. And we talk about that in our workshop called Belief Over Brand. There's a lot of buzz right now about building the why from the Simon Sinek TED Talk or a We Believe statement. There's a lot of the Super Bowl ads are developing We Believe driven sort of mantras, but your messaging should start with a core belief that's driven behind something that connects not just you, but your ideas to what you want to do as a business and as a company, and what benefit you want to provide.
Okay, we're going to run out of time here, real quick. What's the website where our listeners can go to?
Well, dolphinconsulting.org, but also salesbuildersystem.com, and of course, Challenge Assumptions can be found on iTunes.
Perfect. We're going to put the link up on our website as well. So first, I want to thank Greg for joining us. As you can tell, he's a lot of fun. I invite you to check out his show, but also visit the 10minutemarketer.com, and we'll have links up. Thank you for listening, and enjoy that cup of coffee.